Dickputshow.com.
And it is now time for your Dick Putsch Show with Randy Rothstein. We are going to send it over to him with our highlights and scores. Randy, over to you.
Thank you, Carson, and good evening, everyone. The Dick Putsch Show on KASM Radio. Time to take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our Dick Putsch Show tonight brought to you by Dustin Upgren, State Farm Insurance Agent over in Cold Spring, Sox Center Herald and Star Post, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery, Kramer Lumber of Melrose and Sox Center, the Freeport State Bank, El Rosa Lumber, the Woodshop of Avon, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, Halfley's Bar of Richmond, BNS Excavating, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Engelmeyer Land Surveying, the Dick Putsch Show brought to you by Westside Liquor of Waite Park, Dairyland Supply in Sox Center, West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center in Long Prairie, Gilk Services, Richmond, Greenwald Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty, Willebring Dahl, Wilken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon in Albany, Wells of Albany, Oakmont Capital Services, Joel Schneider Service of Albany, Albany and Richmond A&W and Luxembourg Feed Service are Dick Putsch Show sponsors here for the season. All right, let's get into some scores and highlights. Some exhibition play on Friday night. We had the Cokato Colonels at Eden Valley taking on the Hawks, and in seven innings, Cokato defeats Eden Valley 12-1. 12 runs, 13 hits, no errors for Cokato. One run, two hits, three errors for Eden Valley. Gabe Helgett on the mound for Cokato gets the win, relieved by Grayson Launderville in the sixth, and the catcher Blake Morris. For Eden Valley, Ben Arns starts, taking the loss, relieved by Soranto Yermani in the seventh, and the catcher Matt Unterberger. Hitting highlights for Cokato on Friday night. Alan Pytilla was 3-for-4 with a triple. Blake Morris, 3-for-4 with a double. And Garrett Kelly, 3-for-4 with a double. For Eden Valley, Tripp McCann had a triple. A final on Friday night had Cokato defeating Eden Valley 12-1 in seven innings. On Friday night, it was Luxembourg at Rockford, and Rockford defeats Luxembourg. This is a seven-inning ball game, 4-1. Four runs, five hits, one error for Rockford. One run, two hits, three errors for Luxembourg. Logan Eisentrager on the mound for Rockford will start. He'll pick up the win, relieved by Jake Eisentrager in the fifth, and the catcher was Ryan Shooter. For Luxembourg, J.T. Harn starts, relieved by Logan Adams in the fourth. Dane Zihar in the fifth, he'll take the loss, and Chester Berggren in the seventh inning, the catcher, Max Kiffmeyer. Hitting highlights for Rockford on Friday night, Patrick Benebos was 1-for-3. He had a three-run homer in the sixth inning. And for Luxembourg, Jordan Pica, 1-for-3 with a double. A final on Friday night had Rockford defeating Luxembourg 4-1. Sartell Muskies in action this week on Wednesday night. Sartell taking on the Sartell Stone Ponies. And the Muskies win the battle of the Sartells 5-1 over the Stone Ponies. Adam Wenker pitched six innings, picked up the win. Levi Lampert fanned seven in three innings of relief for the Muskies. Gavin Schulte had four hits in the ballgame. Jacob Merrill, two hits. For the Stone Ponies, Callan O'Connell had three hits, and Jalen Vorpal took the loss. So a final on Wednesday night at the Sartell Muskies defeating the Sartell Stone Ponies 5-1. On Friday night, the Muskies were over in Cold Spring taking on the Springers. It was Merchants Night, and the Muskies defeated the Cold Spring Springers 5-1 in a game shortened to seven innings because of rain. John Schumer went the distance for the Muskies, picking up the win. Gavin Schulte had three hits in the ballgame for Sartell. For the Cold Spring Springers, Zach Famright starts, taking the loss, relieved by Eli Emerson. Brady Schaefer had three hits for the Springers, including a double. So a final on Friday night in seven innings. It was the Sartell Muskies 5, the Cold Spring Springers 1. And on Saturday, it was the Sartell Muskies hosting the Freeport Black Sox in an exhibition game. And the Muskies defeat the Black Sox in eight innings, 15-1. 4. Will Thompson went 7 innings with Grant McEthune coming in the 8th inning. Thompson picks up the victory. Gavin Schulte 3-for-3 with 3 doubles in the ballgame for the Muskies. Jake Grubly had 3 hits, and Levi Lampert ended the game with a walk-off grand slam home run. Matt Johnson had a double for the Black Sox. Andrew Kersman started, taking the loss with relief help from Tyler Stahlberger. So a final on Saturday night in exhibition play over in Sartell was the Muskies defeating Freeport 15-4 in 7 innings. All right, we're going to take a break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, we're going to look at some County Line League scores and some Central Valley League scores right after these messages.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, with 3 locations to serve you better in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or too small. Call them at 320-837-5288 or check them out online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years.
For over 30 years, Joel Schneider Service has been providing full automotive service for all of Central Minnesota. They have high-quality electronic diagnostic equipment, so they know exactly what needs to be done to get you and your vehicle back on the road safely. General maintenance on all makes and models. They also have the equipment and knowledge to service and repair ATVs, UTVs, and motorcycles. Now's a great time to get your new tires for a busy summer driving season. Call Joel Schneider Service in Albany at 845-4856. Good luck to area teams this amateur baseball season. Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. Stop in for a cold refreshment anytime. Enjoy the menu of appetizers, salads, homemade pizzas, burgers, seafood, and more. The grill is always on. They also serve daily noon specials Monday through Friday, plus it's burger night every Thursday night. They have a kids menu available too. Good eating, good beverages, and a fun place to be is El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa. For nearly 40 years, Engelmeyer Land Surveying has been providing clients throughout Central Minnesota with a wide range of surveying services. Engelmeyer is locally owned and operated. We combine state-of-the-art equipment, a broad knowledge base, and years of experience to ensure precise surveys. Whether you need help correctly identifying the boundaries of your property, a topographical survey, or assistance platting a subdivision, Engelmeyer Land Surveying is fully licensed and ready to go to work for you. Learn more at EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. That's EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections, we truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now's the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows, available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Oakmont Capital Services, your choice for equipment financing in Albany. With a proven track record since 1998, Oakmont has been a trusted provider of equipment financing and working capital nationwide. Our professionals, based in Minnesota and Pennsylvania, bring a wealth of knowledge and a high-tech, high-touch approach to securing a commercial loan. We implement the latest technology and pair you with a dedicated representative, ensuring you always have one-on-one guidance to our streamlined approach. At Oakmont Capital Services, we take pride in helping small to medium-sized business owners finance new and used commercial commercial equipment across a wide range of industries. We provide fast, easy, flexible, and reliable commercial financing for construction, lawn and tree care, agriculture, healthcare, manufacturing, local hauling, and many other sectors. Our team is passionate about helping fuel business growth for our diverse range of customers and partners. With Oakmont Capital Services in Albany, we're not just a financing option, we're a local partner. We make it possible.
And now back to the Dick Putz Show with Randy Rothstein.
All right, Carson, you bet. Back here on the Dick Putz Show here on this Sunday evening. Let's go over to the Central Valley League. I got one game to report on this evening in the Central Valley League, and that had Eden Valley at Pearl Lake today. Pearl Lake defeats Eden Valley by a score of 10-2. 10 runs, 16 hits and an error for Pearl Lake. 2 runs, 5 hits and an error for Eden Valley. Mitch Winicky on the mound will pick up the win today, relieved by Justin Kunkel in the 6th. The catchers, Alex Lensmeyer and Colton Fruth. For Eden Valley, Ben Arns starts on the mound, relieved by Herman Solomon in the 3rd. He'll take the loss. Jordan Abbott in the 5th. And the catcher, Mitch Lipinski. Hitting highlights for Pearl Lake today, Nick Schmidt, 3-for-5. Nick had 2 doubles today. Adam Braun was 2-for-3. Logan Alshire, 3-for-4. Logan had a solo home run in the 1st, a 2-run homer in the 5th, and 4 RBIs. Justin Kunkel, 3-for-5 today. Justin with 2 doubles and a 2-run home run in the 4th inning for Kunkel. And Alex Lensmeyer with a double today for the Pearl Lake Lakers. For Eden Valley, Soranto Yamani had a single that scored 2 runs today for Eden Valley. So a final this afternoon from Pearl Lake. Pearl Lake 10, Eden Valley 2. Over in the County Line League, they have their winner's bracket game on Friday night. That saw Painesville traveling to Starbuck, taking on the Stars. And Starbuck defeats Painesville by a score of 1-0. 1 run, 3 hits, 2 errors for Starbuck. No runs, 1 hit, 2 errors for Painesville. Austin Versteg will pick up the win, complete game victory for Starbuck as he strikes out 15. His catcher was P.J. Johnson. For Painesville, Sam Orline starts, taking the loss, relieved by Spencer Eisenbron in the 8th, and the catcher, Eric Paulson. Hitting highlights for Starbuck on Friday night, Austin Versteg with a double and Aaron Versteg with a double. And for Painesville, Sam Orline, 1-for-3 with a double. So a final on Friday night from Starbuck. It was Starbuck 1 and Painesville nothing. On Saturday, Atwater at Regal in an elimination game, and Regal defeats Atwater by a score of 4-2. 4 runs, 10 hits, 1 error for Regal. 2 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Atwater. Grant Paprat starts on the mound, will pick up the win for Regal, relieved by Brandon Wadle in the 8th, Braden Skindelin in the 9th. He gets the save, and the catcher, Derek Dengerud. For Atwater, Josh Kingery starts, taking the loss, relieved by Carson McCain in the 8th, and the catcher, David Kingery. Hitting highlights for Regal on Saturday, Luke Knutson, 2-for-4. Nathan Meyer was 3-for-4 with a double and 2 RBIs. Kai Schneider, 2-for-4 in the ballgame, and Bennett Schultz with a double. For Atwater, Carson McCain, 2-for-4 with a double. Josh Kingery, 1-for-3. Josh had a solo home run in the 7th inning, and Jackson Bem was 2-for-4. So final on Saturday from Regal, Regal 4, Atwater 2. Also on Saturday, an elimination game had New London Spicer traveling to Norway Lake Sundberg. And Norway Lake Sundberg wins this ball game in 10 innings, 8-6. 8-6 in 10 innings, Norway Lake Sundberg winning that ball game. That set up today's game with Regal and Norway Lake Sundberg, an elimination game. And it was Regal defeating Norway Lake Sundberg this afternoon by a score of 11-5. 11 runs, 16 hits, 2 errors for Regal. 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Norway Lake Sundberg. Shane Rademacher starts on the mound for Regal today, relieved by Brandon Wadle in the 4th. He'll pick up the win, the catcher Derek Dengerud. For Norway Lake Sundberg, Justin Johnson starts, relieved by Weston Jurdy. In the 4th, Jared Cortez in the 6th, Luke Reuter in the 7th, And the catcher, Jaden Hengem, the loss will go to Justin Johnson. Hitting highlights for Regal today. Braden Skindelin, 2-for-5. Braden had a home run in the sixth, 4 RBIs. He also had a double. Luke Knutson, 3-for-5 today. Bennett Schultz was 2-for-5 with a double. Kai Schneider, 2-for-5. Josh Beyer was 2-for-3. Jordan Wozmak, 2-for-4. And Nathan Meyer had a 2-run home run in the eighth inning for Regal. For Norway Lake Sunberg, Weston Jurdy, a 2-run homer in the first, and Luke Ruder was 3-for-4. A final today from Norway Lake Sunberg, Regal 11, Norway Lake Sunberg 5. So coming up on Wednesday night, the way it looks, it'll be Painesville taking on Regal for an opportunity to gain entrance into Region 8C. Starbuck has qualified already in region in the County Line League playoffs, so it'll be Regal taking on Painesville on Wednesday night. And I don't have a location for that, but we'll get that to you on the Dick Putz Show tomorrow morning, or on the Sports Scoreboard Show tomorrow morning here on KASM. All right, we are going to take a break here on the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, we're going to take a look at Victory League scores and highlights, and we'll also go over to Region 6B, and get some scores and highlights from 6B tonight, right after these messages.
Here's what's up with Dustin Upgren at State Farm Insurance.
Life insurance isn't about you. It's about protecting the people you love the most. Located in Cold Spring, we will walk you through a customized plan tailored to fit your needs and your budget. The greatest gift you can give is a safe and secure future for those closest to you. Check out DustinUpgren.com, swing into our office, or give us a call for small-town service with big-time life insurance coverage. Serving all of Central Minnesota.
A&W, get ready because the Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger is back for a limited time. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with melty American cheese, crispy smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and a crunch of crispy fried onions. Every bite is packed with bold, savory flavors. It's everything you love about a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. And then some. Available at A&W Albany and Richmond.
Career worth building is a career at Wells.
Work on projects from across the nation right here in Minnesota by taking your career to the next level at Wells. Hey, it's Cassie. Wells just recently acquired Gate Precast and now has over 20 locations throughout the U.S. If you are ready to be part of an industry-leading team, apply today at Wells or online at wellsconcrete.com.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here once again on behalf of Willembring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman. Randy told me I've got 30 seconds. Since I'm no auctioneer, I can't fill the airwaves with too much info, but I can tell you this. Our law firm has been around since before I started back in 1981, and I'm pretty proud of that. Put our years of experience to work for you, whether it's litigation, estate planning and probate, business, real estate, family law, you get the idea. Give us a call. Keep listening to Chasm for more details.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. The team at Greenwald Insurance Agency is committed to ethics and integrity. We understand that when faced with an unexpected expense, having the right insurance coverage makes all the difference. With over 100 years of combined experience, Troy, Angie, Jim, Ruth, Paul, and Lisa are here to offer unparalleled service and competitive quotes to all our current and future customers. We proudly write insurance in the entire state of Minnesota as well as North Dakota. The Greenwald Insurance Agency has experienced in all types of insurance policies, including health, crop, home, farm, and business, just to name a few. Make sure your family, business, and assets are protected. Contact us today at 320-987-3223 for one of our experienced agents to make sure you don't have any gaps in your coverage. Visit GreenwaldInsurance.com for more information.
Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1993 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose and Sauk Center. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling. Kramer Lumber, Melrose, and Sauk Center.
And now back to the Dick Putz Show with Randy Rothstein.
All right. Thank you, Carson. Let's go over to the Victory League on Friday night in the Victory League. Avon traveled up to Nisswa, taking on Nisswa, and Nisswa defeats Avon Friday night 7-0, 7 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Nisswa, no runs, 3 hits, no errors for Avon. Blaine Hardy starts on the mound for Nisswa, picks up the win, relieved by Keaton Lingenfelter in the 6th, and the catcher, Matt Kasperson. For Avon, Elian Mosqueda starts, taking the loss, relieved by Caden Mork in the 7th, Matt Pickleman in the 8th, and the catcher, Carter Holthaus. Hitting highlights for Nisswa on Friday night, Aaron Jenkins had a double, and Cody Redisley had a home run and 3 RBIs. For Avon, Elliot Burnett, Elian Mosqueda, and Caden Mork all with the hits, as Nisswa defeats Avon Friday night 7-0. Couple more Friday night games. The Piers Brewers hosting St. Wendell on Friday night, and the Piers Brewers defeat St. Wendell by a score of 8-3. 8 runs, 7 hits, 4 errors for the Brewers. 3 runs, 5 hits, and an error for St. Wendell. Jonah Prokop starts on the mound for the Piers Brewers, relieved by Derek Damon in the 6th. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Gunnar Wicklund. For St. Wendell, Connor Brett starts, relieved by Aiden Mikulski in the 7th inning. He'll take the loss. Peter Schumer in the 8th inning, and the catcher, Luke Karn. Hitting highlights for the Brewers on Friday night, Philip Zinda was 2-for-4 with 4 RBIs. He had a grand slam home run in the 7th inning. Caden Krushek and Ryan Steckmeyer each had doubles. For St. Wendell, Tanner Tomasik, Brandon Dinkman, Jake Ethan, Tanner Reese, Aiden Mikulski all with singles, as the Piers Brewers defeat St. Wendell on Friday night 8-3. Aiken was at Freeport Friday night, and Aiken defeats Freeport by a score of 10-5. 10 runs, 13 hits, 3 errors for Aiken. 5 runs, 13 hits, 3 errors for Freeport. Nathan Enstrom pitches the complete game for Aiken. His catcher, Nolan Dotzler, and for Freeport, Jaden Norby starts, taking the loss, relieved by Caden Touches in the 4th inning, Andrew Kersman in the 8th inning, and the catcher, Ben Millard. Some hitting highlights for Aiken on Friday night. Jake McGuire was 4-for-5 with 4 RBIs, 2 doubles, and a triple. Noah Dotzler, 3-for-6 with 3 runs scored. And for Freeport, Matt Johnson, 3-for-5 with a double. So a final on Friday night. From Freeport, it was Aiken 10, Freeport 5. On Saturday, St. Stephen traveled over to Avon, taking on the Lakers, and Avon defeats St. Stephen 8-1. 8 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for Avon, 1 run, 8 hits, 4 errors for St. Stephen. Drew Leeser will pick up the win for Avon as he goes the first 8, striking out 12, relieved by Reese Gregory in the 9th, and the catcher, Carter Holthaus. For St. Stephen, Jack Greenland starts, taking the loss, relieved by Joe Tucholsky in the 7th, Carter Ramsey in the 8th, and the catcher, Lucas Greenland. Some hitting highlights for Avon, Elliot Burnett was 2-for-4 with a double, and for St. Stephen, Jack Greenland, 3-for-5, Lucas Greenland was 2-for-4 with a double, Zach Fuker and Derek Durant both had doubles. A final on Saturday had Avon defeating St. Stephen 8-1. Sunday's ball games in the Victory League. Nisswa over in Sobieski this afternoon, and Sobieski defeats Nisswa by a score of 5-2. 5 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Sobieski, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Nisswa. Matt Phillippe starts and earns the win for Sobieski. Jake Capon comes in the 8th inning. He'll pick up the save, the catcher, Gabe Hirsch. For St. Matthias, or actually for Nisswa, excuse me, for Nisswa, Ben Dornsilf starts, taking the loss, relieved by Keaton Lingenfelter in the fifth inning, Brett Jenkins in the sixth inning, and Cody Rudisley in the eighth inning, the catcher Matt Kasperson. Hitting highlights for Sobieski, Bo Thoma, 4-for-5 with a double. Dusty Parker had two hits with a solo home run in the fifth inning. And for Nisswa, it was Spencer Platten with two hits and a solo home run in the eighth inning. A final today from Sobieski. Sobieski 5, Nisswa 2. Foley was at Buckman today, and Buckman defeats Foley by a score of 6-3. 6 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Buckman. 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Foley. Rylan Robinson starts on the mound today for Buckman, picking up the win, relieved by Max Barclay in the 6th, Matt Takas in the 9th, and the catcher Matt Cummett. For Foley, Drew Byer starts on the mound, will take the loss today for Foley, relieved by Logan Winkleman in the 5th, Trey Emmerich in the 7th, Michael Mosloff in the 8th, and the catcher Ian Von Wald. Hitting highlights for Buckman this afternoon, Lane Gertz and Jack Siska, each with 2 hits. Ben Thoma had a double. For Foley, Luke Olson had 2 hits, and Vince Jurek with a double. A final today from Buckman, Buckman 6, Foley 3. Aiken over in Randall today, and in 10 innings, it was Randall defeating Aiken 8-5. 8 runs, 10 hits, 4 errors for Randall, 5 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Aiken. Adam Neibauer starts on the mound, relieved by Nate Benning in the 6th. He'll get the win. The catcher, Alex Zock, is Randall pitcher, struck out 14 hitters today. For Aiken, Jack McGuire started on the mound, relieved by Zach Enstrom in the 6th inning. He'll pick up the loss, and the catcher was Landon Jansen. Hitting highlights for Randall today, Nate Benning, 4-for-6 with a double. Zach Guast was 2-for-6. He had a 3-run walk-off home run in the 10th inning to win it for Randall today. For Aiken, Nolan Dotzer and John McGuire each had 2 hits. Jake McGuire had a solo home run in the 4th inning, and Nathan Enstrom with a double. Final today from Randall, it was Randall 8, Aiken 5 in 10 innings. The Piers Lakers were at St. Matthias today, and the Piers Lakers defeat St. Matthias 4-2. 4 runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Piers Lakers. 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for St. Matthias. For the Lakers today, Preston Rauschlow starts on the mound, relieved by Chase Becker in the 6th, Noah Sakala in the 7th. He'll get the win, and the catchers were Noah Sakala and Brady Petron. For St. Matthias today, Bryce Flanagan starts, taking the loss, relieved by Alex Guggesberg in the 9th inning, and the catcher, Colin Barnum. Hitting highlights for the Piers Lakers today, Ryan Deers had 2 hits, one of them being a double. Deers and Colton Hapke and RBI singled in the 9th inning to break a 2-2 tie. St. Matthias, Bryce Flanagan, Connor Wickland, and Ku Dahlmeier all had 2 hits as the Piers Lakers sneak by St. Matthias today 4-2. Fort Ripley at St. Stephen today, and Fort Ripley defeats St. Stephen by a score of 8-0. 8 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Fort Ripley. No runs, 5 hits, 4 errors for St. Stephen. Jack Schaefer starts on the mound, will pick up the win today for Fort Ripley. Tyler Gruny in the 7th inning, Alex Apolski in the 9th inning, and the catcher was Josh Hurdy. For St. Stephen, Landon Luntzer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Nick Krippner in the 6th, Reed Luntzer in the 8th inning, and the catcher Joe Tucholsky. Hitting highlights for Fort Ripley today, Gus Lund and Riley DeRocher both had 2 hits and doubles. And Eli Roberts with a double today for Fort Ripley. For St. Stephen, Zach Bucher, 3-for-4. Joe Tucholsky had 2 hits. Final today from St. Stephen, it was Fort Ripley 8, St. Stephen nothing. That's a look at the Victory League scores and highlights. We're going to go over to region, or actually make it district. 6B, District 6B. It's played over in St. Martin, the finals today. We had ball games that took place yesterday. And on Friday night in St. Martin and in Kimball, and today two games played in St. Martin. Let's get to those scores. The Cold Spring Rockies at St. Martin on Friday night, and St. Martin defeats the Cold Spring Rockies in the 6B playoffs 8-2. 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors for St. Martin. 2 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for the Rockies. Scott Leeser starts on the mound for the Martins, will pick up the win, relieved by Carter Thielen in the ninth and the catcher Kurt Schlungen. For the Rockies, Jake Brinker starts, taking the loss, relieved by Tyler Lardy in the sixth and the catcher Sam Nisler. Hitting highlights for St. Martin on Friday night, Kyle Leeser was 2-for-3, Carter Thielen 3-for-4, and Brady Goble, 1-for-3. Brady had a solo home run in the fifth inning for the Martins. For the Rockies, Luke Van Erp was 2-for-4 with a double, and Brady Lynn had a triple. So a final on Friday night had St. Martin defeating the Cold Spring Rockies 8-2. On Saturday, Watkins was over in Kimball, taking on the Express in 6B action, and Kimball defeats Watkins on Saturday 5-1. 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Kimball. 1 run, 11 hits, 2 errors for Watkins. Matt Dingman on the mound, a complete game victory for Kimball. His catcher, Cade Marquardt. For Watkins, Carson Geislinger goes the distance, taking the loss. His catcher, Lincoln Hogan. Hitting highlights for Kimball. On Saturday, Austin Rooley, 2-for-5 with a double. Scott Marquardt, 2-for-4 with a double. Cade Marquardt, 2-for-3, and Adam Beyer had a double. For Watkins, Carson Geislinger, 2-for-4, and Brendan Ashton was 2-for-4 with a double. A final on Saturday from Kimball, Kimball 5, Watkins 1. So the winners meeting up today in St. Martin, and the losers taking on each other in St. Martin today, and Kimball taking on St. Martin. Had Kimball defeat St. Martin today in 6B action, 7-6. 7 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for Kimball. 6 runs, 10 hits, 5 errors for the Martins. Ben Johnson starts on the mound for Kimball, relieved by Zach Dingman in the 4th. He'll get the win. Clay Faber in the 8th with the save, and the catcher, Cade Marquardt. For St. Martin today, Brady Goble starts on the mound, taking the loss, relieved by Scott Leeser in the 7th, and the catcher, Kurt Schlungen. Hitting highlights for Kimball today, Matt Friesen, 3-for-4. With a double, and Austin Rooley had a home run for the Express. For St. Martin, Kyle Leeser, 2-for-4. Brady Goble, 3-for-4. Nolan Reeder, 2-for-5 with a double, and Kurt Schlungen had a double. A final this afternoon from St. Martin had Kimball defeating St. Martin 7-6. And the Cold Spring Rockies taking on Watkins today over in St. Martin. It was Watkins defeating the Rockies by a score of 17-9. 17 runs, 14 hits, 5 errors for Watkins. 9 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors for the Rockies. Dan Berg starts on the mound for Watkins today, relieved by Dustin Kramer in the 3rd. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Brendan Ashton. For the Rockies, Brock Adamson starts, relieved by Cole Fuchs in the 4th. Thad Leeser in the 4th, he'll take the loss. Brady Weber in the 8th, and the catcher, David Jonas. Hitting highlights for Watkins today. Kevin Kramer, 2-for-6. Carson Geislinger, 2-for-4. Landon Nyman, 3-for-3. Carter Block, 2-for-5 with a double. And Gavin Mathias, 3-for-4 with a home run for the Clippers. For the Cold Spring Rockies, Jordan New was 2-for-5 with a double. David Jonas, 2-for-5 with a double and a home run. Luke Van Erp, 2-for-4, and Thad Leeser with a double. A final today from St. Martin had Watkins defeating the Cold Spring Rockies 17-9. Another break here on the Dick Putt Show. We'll be back.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Oh, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-21. 101.
Need the ground cleared, prepped, or leveled? Call your local pros at BNS Excavating right here in Belgrade, Minnesota. From driveways and basements to septic systems and site prep, we've got the equipment and experience to get the job done right. Locally owned, hardworking, and proud to serve Central Minnesota, BNS Excavating is the name folks trust when it's time to move some serious dirt. Call for a free estimate today at 320-354-2550 for BNS Excavating in Belgrade, Minnesota.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up Happy Hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond. If you are in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 15 office locations and 80 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center has been your go-to farm equipment dealership since 1974. Over the 51 years in business, we have seen a lot of different manufacturers of liquid manure equipment. We at Dairyland Supply feel that we have done our homework in being able to find the best brand of liquid manure equipment on the market. With our extensive line of brands like Hool and Noon, you can be confident in the equipment that you are buying. We also have the equipment and parts on hand to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Work with a bank that takes a common-sense approach to ag lending. At Freeport State Bank, our lenders have over 75 years of combined farm lending experience. Whether you are looking to purchase real estate, equipment, or livestock, let us put that experience to work for you. We will put together a financing plan that meets your needs. Freeport State Bank, where customer service is our priority. Stop by one of our locations in Freeport, Melrose, or Greenwald, or look us up at freeportstatebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your smart TVs, smart appliances, smart security systems all can be zapped out by one power outage. If that happens,
you better get Gilk. Hi, I'm James Gilk.
And Wendy Gilk.
With Gilk Services of Richmond, surge protection for your whole home right now will save you from costly repairs if an outage occurs.
Be safe and protect your home the smart way. Call us today or visit us at gilkplumbing.com, a Rheem Pro partner.
Gilk Services of Richmond.
And now back to the Dick Putt Show with Randy Rothstein.
Thank you, Carson. And let's go over to the Stearns County League. Their playoffs started this weekend. On Saturday in the Stearns County League, our Chasm Game of the Week headed to Spring Hill, where the Chargers were hosting the Greenwald Cubs. And this ball game goes to Spring Hill by a score of 3-2. 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Spring Hill. 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Greenwald. On the mound for Spring Hill, Anthony Reverman starts, relieved by Austin Schoenberg in the ninth. He'll get the win, the catcher Nathan Terrace. For Greenwald, Brett Engelmeyer goes the distance, taking the loss, his catcher Isaac Rosenberger. Hitting highlights for Spring Hill, Eric Terrace with a double. Jamie Terrace was 1-for-4 with a double. And Regan Nelson, he was 2-for-4. He had a solo home run in the seventh inning, and he had the game-winning RBI walk-off single in the ninth inning for the Chargers. For Greenwald, Tyler Engelmeyer was 2-for-4 and Gabe Schweeters 2-for-4. And Spring Hill defeated Greenwald on Saturday 3-2 in Stearns County North action. The other North game had New Minnick at Al Rosa on Saturday, and New Minnick defeats Al Rosa by a score of 7-3. 7 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for New Minnick. Al Rosa 3 runs, 4 hits, and 1 error. Ty Reller goes the distance, picking up the victory for New Minnick, his catcher Logan Funk. For Al Rosa, Ethan Mueller starts, taking the loss, relieved by Luke Dingman in the seventh, and the catcher Blaine Fisher. Hitting highlights for New Minnick on Saturday, Ian Funk was 2-for-3. Carter Beer and Caden Sand each had doubles. For El Rosa, Blaine Fisher, 1-for-3 with a double. A final on Saturday in Stearns County North had New Munich defeating El Rosa 7-3. Over in the South on Saturday, it was Farming at Richmond, and Farming defeats Richmond on Saturday 9-1. 9 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Farming, 1 run, 8 hits, and an error for Richmond. Robert Schlaper on the mound will pick up the win for Farming, relieved by Cam Miller in the 8th, and the catchers Josh Becker, Drew Lehner, and Cody Foray. For Richmond, Dalton Thielen starts, taking the loss, relieved by Luke Jokla in the 5th, and the catcher Tyler Prom. Hitting highlights for Farming on Saturday, Ethan Navratil, 1-for-3, Ethan with a grand slam home run in the 4th inning and 5 RBIs. Will Mergen was 2-for-3. Isaac Nett, 3-for-3 with a double. Bennett Hilla had a double, and Tyler Schrader was 2-for-5. For Richmond, Isaac Holthaus, 2-for-4, and Caleb Maddox was 2-for-4. A final on Saturday in Stearns County South, Farming 9, Richmond 1. And Lake Henry over at Roscoe on Saturday afternoon. Roscoe defeats Lake Henry by a score of 6-5. 6 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Roscoe. 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for Lake Henry. Josiah Utch starts on the mound for Roscoe, relieved by Brandon Schlaper in the 5th. Josh McAdams in the 6th. He'll get the win. And the catcher, Nicholas Utch. For Lake Henry, Trent Wentland starts, taking the loss, relieved by Tori Omscheid in the 8th. And the catcher, Isaac Leeser. Hitting highlights for Roscoe on Saturday, Max Ottman. 1-for-5, Max had a grand slam home run in the 8th inning and 4 RBIs. Bryce Vanderbeek was 2-for-4. Matthew Hemmingson, 2-for-4, and Braden Pung was 2-for-4. For Lake Henry on Saturday, Isaac Leeser, 2-for-5, Matthew Leeser, 2-for-5, and Grant Ludwig had a 3-run home run in the 9th inning and 4 RBIs. Final on Saturday had Roscoe defeating Lake Henry 6-5. Over to the north we go on Sunday, and Spring Hill taking on New Munich. These games were played in El Rosa. Spring Hill defeats New Munich today 10-0. 10 runs, 13 hits, no errors for Spring Hill. No runs, 2 hits, and an error for New Munich. Ben Welly starts on the mound, will pick up the win for Spring Hill today. Relieved by Regan Nelson in the 8th, and the catcher, Nathan Terrace. For New Munich, Will Funk starts, taking the loss. Relieved by Caden Sand in the 5th, Carter Beer in the 8th, and the catcher, Logan Funk. Hitting highlights for Spring Hill, Dylan Gertken was 3-for-4 today. Tyler Rademacher, 2-for-4. Owen Meyer, 3-for-5 with a double. And Ben Welly was 2-for-4 with a double. For New Munich, nobody with more than a hit today. As Spring Hill defeats New Munich, this one went 8 innings today, 10-0. El Rosa hosting Greenwald today, this an elimination game, and El Rosa defeats Greenwald by a score of 8-0. 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors for El Rosa, no runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for Greenwald. Ashton Dingman starting on the mound for El Rosa today, picking up the win. His relieved by Will Van Beck in the 7th inning, and catching was Blaine Fisher. For Greenwald, Grant Musho starts, taking the loss, relieved by Max Waylogi in the 4th, Tyler Engelmeyer in the 7th, and the catcher, Isaac Rosenberger. Hitting highlights for El Rosa today, Ethan Mueller, 2-for-4. Jackson Peter was 2-for-4 with a double. Ashton Dingman, 2-for-4, he had a double. And Gavin Campson had a 2-run home run in the 6th inning, and 2 RBIs. For Greenwald this afternoon, Tyler Engelmeyer was 2-for-4. A final today from El Rosa. El Rosa 8, Greenwald nothing in Stearns County North action. Over in the south today, Roscoe taking on Farming. These games played in Lake Henry, and Farming defeats Roscoe in 7 innings, 10-0. 10 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Farming. No runs, 2 hits, 2 errors for Roscoe. Ethan Navratil on the mound for Farming today will pick up the win, relieved by Owen Sunderman in the 7th, and the catchers were Josh Becker and Cody Foray. For Roscoe, Derek Mergen starts on the mound, taking the loss, relieved by Chris Vanderbeek in the 6th, Dawson Hemish in the seventh, and the catcher, Russell Leindecker. Hitting highlights for Farming this afternoon, Isaac Nett was 2-for-2. Ethan Navratil, 1-for-3. Ethan had a 3-run homer in the fourth inning and 4 RBIs. And Adam Winkles, 1-for-2. He had a solo home run in the fourth inning as Winkles and Navratil went back-to-back on their home runs. For Roscoe, Matthew Hemmingson and Jordan Schlaper with their hits today as Farming defeats Roscoe in 7 innings, 10-0. And Richmond taking on Lake Henry today. It's a elimination game. And this one goes 11 innings. 11 innings in Lake Henry with Richmond defeating Lake Henry 7-6. 7 runs, 11 hits, and an error for Richmond. 6 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for Lake Henry. Taylor Bragelman starts on the mound for Richmond, relieved by Isaac Holthouse in the 5th. Dalton Thielen in the 11th. He'll get the win. And the catcher was Tyler Prom. For Lake Henry this afternoon, Carter Wessel starts, relieved by Grant Ludwig in the 6th. He'll take the loss. And the catcher, Isaac Leeser. Hitting highlights for Richmond today. Brock Rotstein, 2-for-6 with 3 RBIs. Cole Schmitz, 2-for-5, 3 RBIs. Cole had a 2-run homer in the 8th inning. Justin Schrader with a solo home run in the 5th inning. Cooper Notch was 2-for-2. And Caleb Maddox with a double. For Lake Henry today, Isaac Leeser was 3-for-6. Grant Ludwig had a 2-run home run in the 3rd inning and 2 RBIs. Torrey Omscheid, 2-for-5 today. And Noah Omscheid, 2-for-5 today. A final in 11 innings this afternoon. It was Richmond 7, Lake Henry 6. That's going to do it for the scores and highlights portion of the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, we'll set some of this playoff bracket information to you right after these messages.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's famous popcorn and have him set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Mallory, Amy, Doug, and Lori. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show forever and ever.
Your future is important to Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we are dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiasen or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Kensington Insurance today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
County Fair time is right around the corner. If you are hoping for that blue ribbon, Dale at Luxembourg Feed can help you achieve your goals with high-quality non-GMO and conventional feed for all your animals. Luxembourg Feed also has grass seed, deer plot, and pasture mixes and fertilizers on hand. They offer soil sample testing and analyzing so you aren't spending money on what you don't need. Luxembourg Feed is located at 21967 State Highway 15 in Luxembourg, or give them a call at 320-252-1513 for all your feed and seed needs. Luxembourg Feed is open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5, Saturday 8 to noon. Summertime at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. This is where our staff continues to work with you and your farming operation so you can make the most of this growing season. Sunshine and Fertilizer has fed the seed you planted in the spring, and now we work with you to stay ahead of the weeds and the bugs so you can enjoy a profitable harvest. Our expert team is always ready to assist with crop scouting all season long. Visit us online at PainesvilleCoop.com. And hey, good luck to all our amateur baseball teams. Have a great season from your friends at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Good luck to our local amateur baseball teams from your friendly, family-owned convenience store, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery. We may not throw 90-mile-an-hour fastballs, but we do have championship-level snacks, top-shelf liquor, and the kind of gas that can get you to the game on time. So whether you're fueling your car or your dugout snack stash, swing by Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery and stock up. We're cheering you on. Now get out there and have some fun. Play ball.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesday and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon, and the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery stores and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Wood Shop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Wood Shop of Avon.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putz Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
And now back to the Dick Putz Show with Randy Rothstein.
Thank you, Carson. You bet. Welcome back to the Dick Putz Show. Let's give you what I know right now as far as playoffs go. In Region 8C, which will be played in Spring Hill in a couple games over in El Rosa, we have determined that Starbuck is in from the County Line League. We have not yet determined who that second team potentially will be, and so that game sounds like we're going to have a play-in game from a Stearns County team. That's Richmond. Richmond will be playing either Painesville or Regal. Painesville or Regal, they will be playing on Wednesday night. Painesville and Regal will. With that opportunity to go to the regional play. So Painesville and Regal playing on Wednesday night, from what we're hearing, 7:30 in Painesville, that ball game going on. And then there is a play-in game that is set with Richmond taking on the Painesville and Regal winner. That would happen at 1:30 on Saturday afternoon in Spring Hill. All right, what we know in Region 6C, Luxembourg, the number one seed out of the Central Valley League, the number two seed out of the Central Valley League is Pearl Lake, the number three seed from what I'm hearing is St. Nick, and Eden Valley will have to play a play-in game with a team from the North Star League at some point this week. So that's what I have heard is going on over in Region 6C. Region 6C. Region 6B. Now, we have seen where Kimball won both of their games this weekend. St. Martin went 1-1, and Watkins went 1-1. The Rockies 0-2. I don't have any further information on what happens to those Region 6B teams in that bracket. We have District 1B, the District 1B tournament. And that'll be hosted by the Hinkley Knights at Brennan Field. So District 1B got some local teams in action. Next Saturday, it'll be Albertville taking on Chisago Lakes. And on Wednesday night already, Moose Lake is playing North Branch. That'll be a play-in to take on Sartell Stone Ponies in District 1B. And then the Albert Belshisago Lakes winner will get the Cold Spring Springers. That'll be on Sunday, July 27th. Sauk Rapids is in it as well. Cyclones taking on Isanti on Saturday. Princeton is in. They'll take on one of the play-in winners. And Hinkley gets St. Joseph on Saturday at 7:30. All that taking place in Hinkley. That is what I know for playoffs, at least going into tonight. We will have more on our Sports Scoreboard show again tomorrow morning here on KASM Radio as I gather that information throughout the evening. I want to thank you for joining us on the Dick Putt Show tonight. Thank you to Carson for producing our Dick Putt Show back at our studios in Albany. This is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night, everyone.